The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Kyle Frail, Executive Chairman of Open Orphan, ORPH ticker. Kyle, thanks for joining me.
Justin's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, good news. The news is out. I mean, it's been speculated about. It's been in the press. Speculation in the press. But it's out. You've got the government contract with the UK on this challenge study, which is very impressive. Some decent figures in there, and we'll get into that. As always, though, give us a one line, if you could, and or a sentence about Open Orphan for people not familiar with the company, Cahill.
Justin, yeah, look, Open Orphan is a rapidly growing, AIM-listed company that's heavily management-backed, and we're now, the beauty of it, in less than 1 year since its IPO, with a world leader in the testing of vaccines and antivirals. So that is a very good place to be. We're really a vaccine testing company going forward. That's the space. The next 10 years, there's going to be an awful lot of money spent in vaccines, and we're right in the middle of that. So it's a good place to be.
Yeah, very hot air at the moment, isn't it? Like I said, you know, we there's never been a bigger race for a vaccine in history. And of course, people are quite, you know, there's a lot of worry about them. There's people, some people saying, are they safe? Are they effective? So, of course, testing of the vaccines is a huge area. So tell us about this contract you've got with the government then, Kyle.
Yeah, look, as I said, for the last 20, 30 years, there was a huge amount of money spent in development, oncology, cancer products, gene therapy. There was virtually nothing spent on vaccines generally. Mm. With the pandemic, there's going to be an awful lot, as you said, the biggest race ever for COVID vaccines. But don't underestimate, there's a huge amount of money for the next 10 years already been spent on a range of other vaccines. So the vaccine development is speeding up hugely. They're catching up. So we're right in that space. We're providing, at the moment, 95% of our revenues have nothing to do with COVID vaccines. However, this morning, we were glad to announce, after several months of negotiation, the UK government has signed a contract with us for an initial 10 million contract for what's called a characterization study. That's to get ready to test vaccines. They've also, that's for 10 million, it's already started, underway, and it'll be completed in the next 6 months. So, big chunk of work. Mm-hmm. On top of that, they've signed, and you'll see it, they've got exclusive rights to the first three full-blown COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials as well. We've already guided the market. They're going to be 8 to 10 million each. And we've got three deposits, non-refundable, cash up front, of 2.5 million each. So in addition to our 10 million contract, we've got 7.5 million deposits for the first three studies. So that, in turn, on top of the 10, is potentially another 30 million piece of work. So today's announcement is, in theory, in the region of 40 million. And that's pretty transformational for a little company like Open Orphan.
Yeah. And so where are you holding these studies? Because I know you're quite busy already. A 24-bed suite is pretty much booked up. So where are you holding these?
Yeah, look, at the moment, we're limited to our 24-bed capacity in East London. It's the first time in the history of it that we've been booked out for over 12 months, and we're going to be booked out for 18 months, literally in the coming month or two. So in one fell swoop, we've gone from 24 beds in East London. The government has provided, as part of this study, the 19-bed quarantine unit. The only other quarantine unit in the United Kingdom is a Royal Free Hospital in North London, and we've been provided that to run our COVID, this particular COVID trial. So we've now gone from having 24 beds, and we have an additional 19. So in theory, we could more or less double our revenue in the year ahead quite easy, but if we use both facilities to the maximum capacity.
Yeah, yeah. And can you just explain, you know, for people not familiar, what are challenge studies?
Yeah, look, challenge studies are a method of testing vaccines or any respiratory disease, and basically you challenge the body's immune system. The vaccine gets tested, you give it them a month beforehand, and then you bring the volunteers into a clinic whereby they're kept for 2 weeks under close medical supervision, and to see if the vaccine works, we infect them with, if it's influenza, if it's RSV, we influence them with RSV. So we've been doing that for 30 years successfully, and now as part of this, we'll infect them with a milder version of COVID-19. So it means within a month or two, we can guarantee to test any vaccine, prove it works or not, rather than waiting for these big 20, 30, 40,000 person field study. So it's not a safety study, it's part of the solution, but it will bring forward, it speeds up the testing of efficacy of vaccines. So hence, it's a great place to be because there's going to be a lot of money spent for the next 5 or 10 years on the testing of vaccines, and we're right there front and central, both the COVID story, but really importantly, the non-COVID story. At the moment, we're 95% non-COVID, but today's news, like got a $40 million contract. That's a serious part of our revenue going forward. It's pure COVID as well.
Yeah, and I suppose you can tell how urgent this is because the government, you know, actually paying you to do this. Well, normally it's pharmaceutical companies, I assume, will be paying you for these challenge studies, but now the government want to test because, of course, is an urgency here, isn't there?
There is, look, and all governments around the world are looking at ways. So, yeah, in this case, the government's looking to have some way of fast-tracking the testing of vaccines. So this is the British government's initiative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, Kyle, you know, you're doing very well, and the share price has done very well, reflected that. But if people are listening, likes the sound of where you're positioned here, but are not yet following the story, just again, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Open Orphan to their watch list, please.
Yeah, look, I say, Justin, we're very, very focused on delivering results because we're heavily management backed. We're still locked in for another 2 years, so there's no management team going to be selling shares. We've now built a company to a world leader in a great space. And they say we're both COVID central, but we're totally non-COVID. Say, there's a huge bit of our work is not due to COVID. So I think we've done a lot. We've promised a lot. But I think going forward, we've an awful lot more to do. And we think this is a company we could really do exciting things with in the months ahead. So hopefully, watch this space.
Excellent stuff. Kyle, good to chat to you as always. And like I say, hopefully we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Justin's pleasure. Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.